Petro Canada or QTL. Balle balle, anutha saak.
Teletime Electronics, LEDs और home appliances की hottest और branded range के साथ 0% finance, guarantee on lowest prices और free delivery in GTA.
Assalamualaikum, how are you today? I hope you're doing well.
Stick around to be inspired.
Welcome listeners to another edition of A Muslim's Perspective. Today, we are featuring a selection from the Quran, and as usual, this is your host, Alim Ali. Today's selection is chapter 2, verse 177. Let's listen in as it's recited.
اللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْكِتَابِ والنبيين وآتى المال على حبه ذوي القربى واليتامى والمساكين وابن السبيل والسائلين وفي الرقاب وأقام الصلاة وآتى الزكاة والموفون بعهدهم إذا عاهدوا والصابرين في البأساء والضراء وحين البأس أولئك الذين صدقوا وأولئك هم المتقون.
I seek refuge with Allah from Satan, the outcast. In the name of Allah, the absolutely merciful, the especially merciful. It is not righteousness merely that you turn your faces towards east or west, but righteousness is the quality of the one who believes in Allah, the last day, the angels, the book, and the prophets, and gives his wealth, in spite of love for it, to his relatives, to the orphans, and the poor, and to the wayfarer, and to those who ask, and to set slaves free. Those who perform the prescribed prayer, and give the prescribed charity, and who fulfill their covenant when they make it, and who are patient in extreme poverty and ailment, and at the time of fighting. Such are the people of the truth, and they are the God-fearing, the God-loving.
The selection from the Quran is chapter 2, verse 177. For an understanding of this verse, which is known as the verse of righteousness, or Ayatul Birr, we begin with the context, established a few verses earlier, in the second chapter of the Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, where God commanded the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of God be with him, to turn his face toward Masjid al-Haram in Mecca Mukarramah. as the new direction of prayer or Qibla. When God revealed, so turn your face toward Al-Masjid Al-Haram, and wherever you believers are, turn your faces toward it. Chapter 2, verse 144. The change of the direction of prayer, Qibla, from Bayt al-Maqdis, that is Masjid al-Aqsa, in Jerusalem, to Mecca, became a major point of discussion and controversy among Muslims, Jews, and hypocrites. Some people became preoccupied with the outward matter of which direction was correct. In response, God revealed a series of verses explaining that while obedience in matters such as the direction of prayer is essential, the essence of the way of life or deen or religion is not found in physical orientation alone. This culminates in the profound declaration of verse 177. Righteousness is not that you turn your faces towards the east or the west. In other words, God redirects the believers from a narrow focus on ritual form to the broader reality of faith and character. Facing the correct direction of prayer, the Qibla, is an act of obedience. But true righteousness, Bir, is a comprehensive way of life that combines correct belief, sincere worship, noble character, generosity, and steadfastness in trials. The verse, righteousness is not that you turn your faces towards the east or the west, but righteousness is one who believes in God, the last day, the angels, the book, and the prophets, and give wealth, despite love for it, to relatives, orphans, the needy, the traveler, those who ask, and for freeing slaves, and who establishes prayer and gives zakah or charity, those who fulfill their promises when they promise, and those who are patient in poverty and hardship and during battle. Those are the ones who have been truthful, and it is those who are the God conscious. Chapter 2, verse 177. So, one, righteousness is more than ritual. Righteousness is not that you turn your faces towards the east or the west. God is not diminishing the importance of prayer or the direction, the Qibla. Rather, he is teaching that religion cannot be reduced to external forms. One may face the correct direction physically, while the heart remains distant from God. According to the classical explainers of the Quran, Ibn Kathir, God shifted attention from disputation over directions towards the reality of faith and obedience, that those directions are meant to cultivate. Two, the foundations of faith. But righteousness is in one who believes in God, the last day, the angels, the book, and the prophets. The first pillar of righteousness is sound belief. Belief in God, belief in the last day, belief in the angels, belief in the revealed books, belief in all prophets. Notice that before mentioning prayer or charity, God begins with faith. Actions derive their value from their beliefs that motivate them. Three, give wealth despite loving it, and gives wealth despite love for it. True generosity is not giving what is unwanted or excessive. It is giving something that valued and cherished. This meaning is reinforced in chapter 3, verse 92, when God says, never will you attain righteousness until you spend from that which you love. The recipients are listed carefully. Relatives, the closest people, have the greatest claim upon our kindness. Orphans, those deprived of parental support and protection. The needy, those struggling to meet basic necessities. Three, the traveler, a stranded or displaced person, regardless of wealth at home. Those who ask, people seeking assistance. Freeing slaves, one of the highest social objectives, emphasized repeatedly in the Quran. Then we move to worship and devotion, and establishes prayer and gives charity. After faith and generosity comes the formal worship that sustains the believer. Prayer nurtures the relationship with God. Charity purifies wealth and strengthens society. Together, they symbolize the balance between duties owed to God and duties owed to humanity. 5. Integrity and keeping one's word. Those who fulfill their promises when they promise. Righteousness requires reliability and trustworthiness. This includes family commitments, business agreements, social obligations, public responsibilities. The Prophet, peace and blessings of God be with him, said, "The signs of the hypocrites are three. When he speaks, he lies. When he promises, he breaks it. And when entrusted, he betrays." 6. Patience in every trial. And those who are patient in poverty and hardship and during battle. Classical scholars explain three dimensions of patience. Poverty, al-basa, financial difficulty and deprivation. Hardship, al-dara, physical suffering, illness, and personal affliction. Times of conflict, moments of fear, struggle, and confrontation. The believer's sincerity becomes more evident when faith remains firm during adversity. 7. Divine verdict. Those are the ones who have been truthful. They are truthful because their deeds confirm the sincerity of their faith, and it is those who are the God conscious. The verse concludes that God consciousness, or taqwa, teaching that genuine God consciousness is not a single act, but a harmonious combination of sound belief, worship, generosity, integrity, patience. The structure of this verse, many scholars have observed that God presents a complete blueprint of the believer. 1. Faith, one who believes. 2. Compassion, how one treats others. 3. Worship, how one serves God. 4. Character, how one conducts oneself. 5. Perseverance, how one responds to hardship. The verse begins with the controversy over the direction of prayer and ends by teaching that the true measure of righteousness is not merely where one faces, but who one becomes through obedience to God. Thus, this verse, Ayat al-Birr, is often described by the scholars as one of the most comprehensive summaries of Islam in the entire Quran, encompassing creed, worship, ethics, social responsibility, and spiritual excellence in a single verse. Let's listen to Zain Bika as he sings Heart of a Muslim.
Searching for the Most High, he rejected the way of worshipping gods of clay. Prophet Ibrahim knew that Allah was near, and that the heart of a Muslim is sincere. Under the hot burning sun, he declared God is one. Though with stones on his chest, his iman would not rest. The Mu'athim knew that right will conquer wrong, and the heart of a Muslim must be strong. It's the heart of a Muslim through the guidance of Islam that makes you fair and kind and helpful to your fellow man. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart. In a poor, meager state, little food on a plate, mother said she was glad, always sharing what we had. When I asked how can we share what's not enough, she said the heart of a Muslim's filled with love. He said it's time you should know, you will learn it.
as you grow, that some people around will do what's bad to bring you down. Father said to be a star that's shining bright, for the heart of a Muslim does what's right. It's the heart of a Muslim through the guidance of Islam that makes you fair and kind and helpful to your fellow man. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart. So whatever you do, make sure your words are true. Honesty is the best, because life is a test. Even if it hurts so much you want to cry, for the heart of a Muslim does not lie. It's the heart of a Muslim through the guidance of Islam that makes you fair and kind and helpful to your fellow man. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart.
Zain Beaker, as he sings Heart of a Muslim. Listeners, now I would like to reflect on a profound verse of Surah Al-Imran, chapter 3 of the verse Quran, that defines one of the central missions of the Muslim nation, where God says, "Let there arise from among you a community inviting to all that is good, enjoining what is right and forbidding what is wrong, and it is they who are the successful." That is chapter 3, verse 104. This verse is not merely a recommendation, it is a mandate. It describes the responsibility of a believing community and the pathway to true success. To understand the significance of this command, we must first understand its context. Just before this verse, God commands the believers, "And hold firmly to the rope of God all together and do not become divided." Chapter 3, verse 103. Unity, however, cannot survive in a moral vacuum. Communities remain united when they are bound together by shared values, shared principles, and a shared commitment to truth. Therefore, immediately after commanding unity, God commands the believers to establish a community dedicated to inviting people to goodness, promoting righteousness, and resisting wrongdoing. But what exactly is this goodness to which people are being invited? The Quran uses the word al-khair, goodness. The classical scholars explain that this goodness encompasses everything that God has revealed for the benefit of humanity. First and foremost, it includes faith in God. The greatest good is recognizing our Creator, worshipping Him alone, living in accordance with His guidance. No amount of material prosperity can compensate for spiritual bankruptcy. A society may advance technologically and economically, yet remain impoverished if it loses its connection with God. The goodness of Islam also includes prayer. Prayer disciplines the soul. It reminds us 5 times each day that we are servants of God, are not slaves to wealth, status, pleasure, or power. In a world where people increasingly worship their desires, the prayer restores perspective and humility. Goodness includes honesty and truthfulness. The Prophet, peace and blessings of God be with him, was known as Al-Amin, the trustworthy, before he received revelation. A healthy society depends upon trust. Commerce, family relationships, public institutions, and governance all collapse when truth is abandoned. Goodness includes justice. God commands justice even when it is difficult, even when it affects our own interests. The Quran teaches believers to stand firmly for justice, regardless of whether the beneficiary is a friend or an enemy. Goodness includes compassion, the care of parents, kindness to neighbors, generosity to the poor, concern for the orphan, support for the widow, and mercy toward the vulnerable are all dimensions of the goodness that Islam seeks to cultivate. Goodness includes modesty. Modesty in speech, behavior, dress, and conduct protects both individuals and societies from many forms of harm. It nurtures dignity and self-respect. Goodness includes personal accountability. The Quran repeatedly reminds humanity that every soul will stand before God and answer for its actions. The believer understands that actions matter, words matter, and choices matter. This brings us to an important reality of our time. One of the great challenges of the modern age is not merely the existence of wrongdoing. Wrongdoing has existed in every age. The greater challenge is in the inversion of morality itself. Today, many societies increasingly celebrate what previous generations regarded as shameful and ridicule what previous generations regarded as virtuous. Self-restraint is often portrayed as weakness. Modesty is portrayed as backwardness. Religious commitment is portrayed as irrational. Humility is mistaken for lack of ambition. Moral boundaries are regarded as obstacles to personal freedom. At some time, excessive individualism encourages people to believe that personal desire is the ultimate measure of right and wrong. In such an environment, the mandate of Quran chapter 3 verse 104 becomes even more important. The believer does not define goodness according to trends, public opinion, social media, popularity, or political fashion. The believer measures goodness according to divine guidance. This does not mean becoming harsh, arrogant, or self-righteous. Notice that God says inviting to goodness. An invitation is extended with wisdom. An invitation is extended with sincerity. An invitation is extended with compassion. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of God be with him, transformed hearts, not through force, but through character. He combined conviction with mercy, truth with gentleness, and firmness with compassion. Likewise, when God commands believers to enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong, this responsibility must be exercised with knowledge and wisdom. A parent teaches a child. A teacher guides a student. A friend advises a friend. A scholar educates a community. Each person fulfills this responsibility according to their knowledge, influence, and circumstances. The objective is not to humiliate people. The objective is to guide them. The objective is not to win arguments. The objective is to win hearts. The objective is not to condemn society. The objective is to improve society. This verse also teaches that Islam is not merely a private faith. Faith certainly begins in the heart, but it does not remain confined there. A believer seeks personal righteousness, while also contributing to the moral well-being of the wider community. When honesty declines, believers promote honesty. When injustice spreads, believers advocate justice. When families weaken, believers strengthen families. When confusion grows, believers provide clarity. When despair increases, believers spread hope. When selfishness dominates, believers exemplify service. This is the living meaning of inviting to goodness. And notice how God concludes the verse. And it is they who are the successful. Success in the Quranic sense is not measured by wealth alone, influence alone, or popularity alone. True success belongs to those who help connect humanity to its creator, who promote virtue, who resist corruption, who guide towards righteousness, and who leave behind a positive moral legacy. As we reflect upon this verse, let each of us ask, what goodness am I promoting? What virtue am I encouraging? What example am I setting? How am I contributing to the moral health of my family, my community, and my society? May God make us among those who invite to goodness, enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong, and attain the success in His noble book. Let's listen to Saif Adam as he sings Heart of a Muslim.
Reach out for you to hold my hand. The rain may fall, but united we stand. Oh, our prophet guided the children, they grew into be men. He taught the brothers be equal and respect your friend. Strength in our hearts could never be rivaled. Broken walls could be built up again. And if you believe, the angels will guide you. Together it will give you strength. The heart of a Muslim. Well, to be part of Islam. The heart of a Muslim. United we will always stand. Heart of a Muslim. The heart of a Muslim. No man is born to be a slave. Life can be hard, I know. But all you need is faith, yeah. My soul, my passion of a thousand men. We speak truth, our fathers will always be there. Strength in our hearts could never be rivaled. Broken walls could be built up again. And if you believe, the angels will guide you. Together it will give you strength. The heart of a Muslim. Well, to be part of Islam. The heart of a Muslim. United we will always stand. Heart of a Muslim. The heart of a Muslim. Heart of a Muslim, the heart of a Muslim, yeah.
Where are you going? Where are you going? North, south, east, or the west? Where are you headed? Oh, where are you headed? Turn to Allah, that's the best. 'Cause He is there wherever you are. So turn, turn, turn to Allah. Where do you live? Oh, where do you live? In a gentle or in a town? It doesn't matter where you live, you can soon be found. 'Cause He is there wherever you are. So turn, turn, turn to Allah. Allahu, Allahu, Jalla Jalalahu. Allahu, Allah, Jalla Jalalahu. Allahu Akbar, Jalla Jalalahu. Jalalahu. Where do you come from? Where do you come from? North, south, east, or the west? It doesn't matter where you're born, Islam is the best. And he knows who the good Muslims are, who turn, turn, turn to Allah. What I doing, what I doing? I'm praying to my Lord to keep us guided on the straight road. 'Cause we all need guidance wherever we are. So turn, turn, turn to Allah. Allahu, Allahu, Jalla Jalalahu. Allahu, Allah, Jalla Jalalahu. Allahu Akbar, Jalla Jalalahu. Where are you going? Where are you going? North, south, east, or the west? Where are you headed? Oh, where are you headed? Turn to Allah, that's the best. 'Cause he is there wherever you are. So turn, turn, turn to Allah. Allahu, Allahu, Jalla Jalalahu. Allahu, Allah, Jalla Jalalahu. Allahu Akbar, Jalla Jalalahu.
That's Salma Valley and Muhammad Bika from South Africa singing Turn to Allah. And previous to that was Saif Adam, Heart of a Muslim. Now we are, as you know, we follow a lunar calendar as Muslims, and the month of Dhul Hijjah, which we are in currently, is the last month in the lunar calendar. So it means the new year is going to be starting very shortly, and that is the year 1448. And the year begins with a particular journey undertaken by the Prophet, that is the Hijrah, the migration from Mecca to Medina. So as we approach the beginning of the new Islamic year, which is expected that the first of Muharram, 1448 Hijri, will fall on Tuesday, the 16th June 2026, subject to the sighting of the new moon. The Hijri calendar begins not with a military victory, the birth of a ruler, or the founding of an empire, but with the Hijrah, the migration of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of God be with him, and his companions from Mecca to Medina. The Hijrah was a journey from persecution to protection, from oppression to freedom, from fear to hope. It commemorates the right of people to seek refuge when their faith, dignity, and safety are threatened. It stands as a timeless reminder that tyranny is not permanent, that injustice can be resisted, and that human beings deserve the freedom to live according to their conscience. As we reflect on the meaning of the Hijrah, its lesson seems especially relevant. Across many parts of the world today, refugees and migrants continue to flee war, persecution, poverty, and violence in search of safety and opportunity. At the same time, we witness growing hostility toward immigrants, increasing Islamophobia, and attempts to portray vulnerable communities as threats rather than fellow human beings deserving of compassion and justice. The Hijrah teaches us a different lesson. It reminds us that those who seek sanctuary should be met with mercy, that societies are strengthened by justice and inclusion, and that faith calls us to stand with the oppressed rather than the oppressor. As we welcome the year 1448 Hijri, let us renew our commitment to the values embodied by the Hijrah: faith, courage, patience, justice, compassion, and solidarity with all who face persecution and hardship. May God make the coming year one of peace, security, and dignity for people everywhere, and may He guide us to be among those who defend justice, after refuge, offer refuge, and uphold the highest principles of our faith. Hijri Mubarak to all. Note, the exact beginning of 1448 Hijri means dependent on the confirmed sighting of the new moon in accordance with local religious authorities and moon sighting practices. Let's listen to a nasheed which focuses on the Hijra.
He looked at Mecca one final time, tears in his eyes, heart full of rhyme, a city of birth, of trials and pain, but faith was strong, so hope would remain. Close in steps so light, they walk beneath the cloak of night. The stars above, the sand below, to Medina's light, they had to go. In every step, a prayer was said, through paths unknown, their feet were led. The walk to Medina, through danger and dust, with tawakkul in Allah and unwavering trust. The cave was a haven, the web was a shield, for truth never bends and love never yields. Oh, Medina, open your arms so wide, the mercy has come, let peace now abide. Dark and small, your angels guarded every wall. A spider spun, a dove did rest, his fear dissolved in the prophet's chest. Days passed by, the journey long, but every mile was filled with song. The Ansar's land with joy and cheer, the moon has risen, the light is here. Go walk to Medina, through danger and dust, with tawakkul in Allah and unwavering trust. The cave was a haven, the web was a shield, for truth never bends and love never yields. Oh, Medina, open your arms so wide, the mercy has come, let peace now abide. He came not to conquer, but to unite, to spread Allah's message, to lead with light. And every soul that follows that way still walks to Medina.
His home, the only life he'd known, not for fear but for the light, to follow truth, to rise and fight. From Mecca to Medina's core, a journey of faith, the greatest of all, leaving behind what held him tight. Behind what's not sincere, in every heart.
had a chance to grow and find the light the prophet showed.
Hydra, you're a BMW. together for justice in Palestine.
No matter your faith or community, this is a crime against humanity. Gods are turned into a prison camp. Apartheid war divides the West Bank.
We are the people and this is our plan. Stand up.
Just like you too. I cry to the sky, La ilaha illallah. When my soul asks why, La ilaha illallah. I begged him in sujood, why this pain again? But Allah never answered like other men. He let me ache, no vision, no dream. Because healing isn't allowed, it flows unseen. He could have changed it all in just one word, but instead he made sure I truly heard. Not with my ears, but with my scars. So I stopped chasing dunya and reached for the stars. وَعَسَى أَن تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. When I cry to the sky, لا إله إلا الله. When my soul asks why, لا إله إلا الله. When my heart gave way, لا إله إلا الله. When he taught me, betrayed and sold, alone in the dark, yet his heart stayed bold. He never saw the throne from that prison cell, but Allah had a plan that the dream would tell. Like Musa chased from Pharaoh's gates, who spoke to Allah while carrying weight. Even Muhammad walked alone at night, but still spread mercy instead of spite. Their lives weren't easy, their hearts were fire. They weren't spared the test, they walked through the mire. فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا. When I cry to the sky, لا إله إلا الله.
Brings us to the end of today's program. Listeners, thank you very much for joining us. I'd see you next year, inshallah. That is the Islamic New Year, which begins presumably on Tuesday. And may God Almighty grant you all that is good in the year 1448 Hijri. And I'd just like to say, until then, I leave you with Muhyiddin Chisti's last words, as read by Sheikh Hamza Yusuf.
Saints of our history was a great saint named Muhyiddin Chisti. And the last talk that he gave to his students is how I'd like to talk to you, because I don't think I could do anything better than Muhyiddin Chisti. He said to his students as he was departing the world, love all and hate none. Mere talk of peace will avail you not. Mere talk of God and religion will not take you far. Bring out all the latent powers of your being and reveal the full magnificence of your immortal self. Be overflowing with peace and joy and scatter them wherever you go, wherever you are. Be a blazing fire of truth, be a beauteous blossom of love, and be a soothing balm of peace. With your spiritual light, dispel the darkness of ignorance, dissolve the clouds of discord and war, and spread goodwill, peace, and harmony among the people. Never seek any help, charity, or favors from anybody except God. Do not go to the courts of kings, but never refuse to bless and help the needy and the poor, the widow and the orphan, if they come to your door. This is your mission, to serve the people. Carry it out dutifully and courageously, so that I, as your teacher, will not be ashamed of any shortcomings on your part before Almighty God and our blessed predecessors in this silsila on the Day of Judgment. Alhamdulillah.
Did you know that Palestinian students
770 AM, Youngstown, Toronto.
The views expressed on the preceding program may not necessarily be those of the owner or management of WTOR radio station.
वेज ते वेज फूड दा स्वाद बड़ा तूफानी साडे स्वीट महल दा लभना नी कोई इंसानी
ਵਧੇਰੇ ਜਾਣਕਾਰੀ ਦੇ ਲਈ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸੰਪਰਕ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ ਸੁਖਾ ਕੰਗ ਜੀ ਨੂੰ 416-609-3991 ਤੇ 416-679-9191
ਐਨਾ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਕਰ ਲਿਆ ਹੁਣ ਅਪਲਾਈਂਸਿਸ ਵੀ ਸਟੇਨਲੈਸ ਸਟੀਲ ਦੇ ਹੀ ਚਾਹੀਦੇ
ਹਾਂਜੀ ਸਟੇਨਲੈਸ ਸਟੀਲ ਦੇ ਅਪਲਾਈਂਸਿਸ ਮਿਲਣਗੇ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਬ੍ਰੈਂਪਟਨ ਟੀਵੀ ਐਂਡ ਅਪਲਾਈਂਸਿਸ ਤੇ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਫ੍ਰਿਜ ਸਟੋਵ ਡਿਸ਼ਵਾਸ਼ਰ 3 ਪੀਸ ਕਿਚਨ ਬੰਡਲ ਇਸ ਤੋਂ ਇਲਾਵਾ ਫਰੰਟ ਲੋਡ ਵਾਸ਼ਰ ਐਂਡ ਡਰਾਇਰ ਐਨਰਜੀ ਸੇਵਰ ਐਨਰਜੀ ਸਟਾਰ ਫਿਰ ਟੀਵੀ ਸੈਕਸ਼ਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਸੋਨੀ ਸੈਮਸੰਗ ਪੈਨਾਸੋਨਿਕ ਸ਼ਾਰਪ ਹਰ ਸਾਈਜ਼ ਤੇ ਹਰ ਬ੍ਰਾਂਡ ਦਾ ਟੀਵੀ ਵਿਦ ਦ ਲੋਐਸਟ ਪ੍ਰਾਈਸਿਸ ਇਨ ਦ ਟਾਊਨ ਸਿਰਫ ਬ੍ਰੈਂਪਟਨ ਟੀਵੀ ਐਂਡ ਅਪਲਾਈਂਸਿਸ ਤੇ ਬ੍ਰੈਂਪਟਨ ਟੀਵੀ ਐਂਡ ਅਪਲਾਈਂਸਿਸ 801 Bowie Drive West Brampton या कॉल करो 905-450-2828 905-450-2828
Truck servicing khetar vich Ontario da Mohrina Quick Truck Lube tusi ik truck chalone ja fleet hagi je tohada time value rakhda appointment vi lod nahi first come first served state of the art facility trained technicians rahi best high grade oils filters engine di jaan vadonde hor ki chahida tin location ato tuhadi seva karde QTL exit 268 highway 401 Cambridge exit 579 highway 401 Napanee exit 5 QEW Fort Erie service aur quality vich sab to parmukh na QTL 5196220660 jo aave so razi jaave
Chandni
Banquet Hall.
Intelligent choice, locations, sound system, innovations, Chandni Banquet Hall.
30 years of hospitality experience, corporate event, exhibition, expo or any celebration.
Indoor and outdoor golf course facilities. Chandni Banquet Hall. For appointment, call today at 905-458-8888. 905-458-8888. Or visit chandnivictoria.ca. Chandni.
ट्रक ड्राइवर भाइयों अब यूएस और कनाडा में अनलिमिटेड डाटा वीवो टेलीकम्युनिकेशंस के साथ फुल स्पीड नो रुकावट सफर बिजनेस का हो या शौक का वर्ल्ड वाइड ई सिम डाटा प्लान के साथ इंटरनेट हमेशा रेडी ट्रैवल कर रहे हो इंडिया पाकिस्तान